Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Let's turn now to the latest installment of The Remembrance Project, our series of stories from writer Alyssa Eli about ordinary people who lived extraordinary lives. Today, Alyssa remembers a Bradford man of tremendous brilliance and great darkness.
Early in John Rooney's career, he dreamed of curing Legionnaire's disease and maybe even the leukemia that had caused his mother's death when he was 13. He became a geneticist, a patent attorney, an ethicist, a medical school anatomy teacher, and was convinced to the depths of his research-driven, education-loving soul that science was the solution to both human and societal illness.
My husband, John, was the only true Renaissance man I've ever met. He was able to move very easily from science to law. He played classical guitar. He was also just so funny.
It was mostly a dry, subtle humor.
Although he did have a good, he loved slapstick. I watched him once literally slide out of the chair watching Jim Carrey.
John met his wife Jill on a blind date in Concord, and they married 9 months later during a rare October nor'easter.
It was pretty much a done deal the first night. I just loved him.
He was quirky and creative in childhood, blonde and accomplished on their first date. But he was also hovering between illumination and a growing lightlessness. On their first wedding anniversary, Jill came home with a cake to find him dismantling their staircase with a hammer. Neighbors one floor above, he felt certain, had been mocking him. He'd worked in big pharma research, but somehow the right combination of medications was never found, in part because of his insistence on his own expertise. Over the next 3 years, depressions were followed by rages and paranoia. Jobs were lost, job interviews canceled, or worse, unsuccessful. The man of brilliant science began to view himself as blameworthy. Professor Rooney would have argued that mental illness is never caused by personal failure. But John, the patient, believed differently. There followed a series of what he and his wife called little practices, impermanent deaths, when he over-medicated himself into somnolence. Then, on February 27, 2014, after emailing her from another room in their Bradford apartment, he over-medicated himself beyond saving.
He wanted to be useful. He thought of things in terms of how much use can something be? How much use can I be?
He was 49 years old when he died.
Writer Alyssa Eli remembering John Rooney, who died in February 2014. The Remembrance Project is a series from the WBUR iLab, and if you'd like to nominate someone for Remembrance, email us at remember@wbur.org.